This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand in California.
And I'm Robert Siegel in Washington. President Barack Obama heads up to Capitol Hill tonight to deliver his first State of the Union address. With unemployment at 10% and health care at a stalemate, the White House is on the defensive. But we expect the president to say that he'll still push for that major legislative initiative of his and that he'll propose programs to create new jobs as well. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins me now. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Robert.
And we should say at the outset that we were both at the White House today, getting a sense of the president's thinking. How would you describe what he has to do today?
Well, he has to do a lot. He has to reconnect with the middle class, convince them he has a plan to create jobs and turn the economy around, somehow acknowledge what happened in Massachusetts without abandoning his agenda and angering his own base. And while he's at it, he has to explain how he plans to control the deficit. It's a very, very tall order. It's kind of a daunting political task tonight. And I actually can't think of a president who's given a State of the Union facing a more difficult political landscape.
On health care, I haven't heard the idea that that's it, it's over, we're finished with health care. They want to at least give it one more go.
I think the way he's going to treat health care, they don't really know what to do on health care. The Democrats in the White House are still trying to figure it out. I think the idea is that he will say that everybody is taking a deep breath, stepping back. That certainly is the message from Capitol Hill. They are still assessing what's doable, what's passable. I mean, push it through on reconciliation. There are a lot of Democrats, moderate ones in the Senate, who are absolutely opposed to that.
That would be without getting 60 votes.
Right. Do something more minimal, a package of the, quote, just the popular parts. Of course, it's unclear if the popular parts hang together without a lot of other infrastructure, mm-hmm. and whether Republicans would vote for anything.
Yeah. The Republicans now have 41 votes. President Obama is clearly frustrated by what's happened in the Senate, where every item nowadays needs 60 votes to end debate and therefore pass. How does he address Republicans in that situation?
The White House is intent on making the Republicans, now that they have 41 votes, accountable. They are, they're even being referred to up there as the governing party. I mean, that they have a responsibility for governing because they have this veto.
Because they can prevent anything from happening.
Yes, they can prevent anything from happening. And I think the White House is very frustrated that the public hasn't seemed to held the Republicans accountable, even as they have blocked up until now so many of the president's initiatives. I think that the president is going to both reach out to them because he knows that his brand and something that the public likes is bipartisanship, an effort to meet in the center, but he's also going to challenge them.
In effect, he's going to say, when you Republicans had only 40 seats in the Senate, okay, it was our fault that we couldn't get things done. With 41, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
I think there's going to be some version of that.
You said there is no prior experience you can think back to. You've watched more than one president in the White House. No prior experience that Mr. Obama might draw upon?
Here's the problem with that. I've been racking my brains on the mm-hmm. prior experiences. And, of course, I thought about Bill Clinton, who lost both houses of Congress and came back with a very powerful State of the Union address in 1995 that set him up nicely to win re-election. He triangulated. And he said, we can work together or you can send me a bunch of bills and then we'll rack up a pile of vetoes. He showed some strength. He pushed back against them, but he did triangulate. But he had someone to triangulate with. The president still has his own party very much in control of both houses of Congress. Ronald Reagan, I think, is the model that the White House would look to more. He stayed the course, wasn't necessarily defiant, but he stayed the course, took a big hit in the midterms, came back and got reelected.
People at the White House like to say that when he was at 42%, he was a dithering old man in the eyes of the media. When he got reelected in 1984, he was the great communicator.
Something like that, they hope, will happen to President Obama.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robert.